introvert or extrovert? I think in my case, there is no question at this point in my life, I am an extreme extrovert. I love people. I love going up to them. I love talking to them. I will engage people. If I go to a party, I will approach a group of people I don't know and, you know, smile, and usually within a few minutes, I'm happily engaged in conversation. Now, that wasn't always the case. When I was younger, I was very self-conscious, extremely lacking in self-confidence, and so I would be very shy. And in fact, I was a bookworm. My mother, you know, would refer to me as such, as her bookworm. And pardon me while I'm just making breakfast this morning. Now, I'm not exactly sure when my introvertedness turned into extrovertedness. There was no particular time. I think it came over a span of time as I got older. And it's true that what used to bother me when I was younger about certain aspects of my life or who I was or how I fit into a group of people is gone now. I honestly really don't care whether people accept me or not. I am who I am, and people will have to take me as I am. There are times when I will not change, but I will, parts of my personality will come out more depending on who the people I am with. In fact, an old friend of mine used to call me the chameleon because I used to be able to not change my personality at all. I would always be the same person. I would just hone certain parts of my personality or my character or my interests so that they fit in with the group. So that, in essence, I was trying to make people around me more comfortable. And I still do that to some degree. But as I get older, and I'm now... Hello, Blue. My cat Blue is here. He wants to get in on February as well. As I get older, I don't care to do that as much. And I suppose in the same token as being an extrovert, I can also be very, very comfortable with myself. And I think that's part and parcel. It goes together with being an extrovert and being able to go towards people is being able to go towards a mirror and yourself and be comfortable with yourself. I think that's important. I don't know who, I read it once and I don't know who wrote it or who it's attributed to, but somebody said, you know, you can't really love other people until you love yourself. And I truly, truly believe in that. And a lot of people that I know that are not comfortable around people and tend to be introverts often have low self-esteem, low self-confidence, and really when they look in the mirror, they're not giving that person a break. So to those people, if I had any advice, I would say, first of all, look at that person, smile, an honest, genuine smile in a mirror. You'd be amazed. As kooky as it sounds, you'd be amazed how good that can make somebody feel themselves when their own selves smiles back at them. And I think it really starts there. One is accepting yourself for your faults and for what you are, and then you can reach out to other people and accept them and make things better. By no means is it perfect. I'll be honest, not that I'm not honest, but I'll be frank. There we go. That's the better word. I'll be frank with Audioboo that I sometimes can be judgmental. There are situations where I approach somebody and then thankfully what I've developed over the years is just to be judgmental between my own two ears and try A, not to show it, and B, certainly not tell anybody anything. I might tell my partner, you know, how I feel about a certain person and sort of bounce the idea off of her. You know, I get the for instance, the conversation might go, you know, I get this impression from this person. What do you think? Is it me or is it really the person that was giving this off? Well, that kind of thing. But anyway, we've come full circle here. I went completely off in a different tangent. But yes, definitely extrovert, introvert. I would place myself completely on the extrovert side. I did the Myers-Briggs personality test several years ago, and it came up that, you know, one of the categories is whether you're perceptive, and the other one is intuitive. Then there's are you an extrovert, introvert? Well, I was definitely an extrovert, and so is my cat Bluey, who's not leaving me alone this morning. So that's it. Extrovert, introvert, February 3rd entry for this February challenge. I'll be back in a few minutes, like I said before, to do February 4th, which I don't even know what the topic is. I'm going to have to look it up. But see you soon, or hear you soon, or listen to you soon. Thanks for listening.